Good morning, 9:04 on this Friday. We're sure glad to have you with us here at WVIK, Quad Cities NPR. This is Jim O'Hara. One of the Cornell College professors attacked in China has made it back to the United States. IPR's Zachary Orange-Smith has more.
Thursday evening, family gathered at the Cedar Rapids Airport for an emotional reunion. After days in the hospital in China, David Zabner was back in the United States.
It's so good to be here.
Zabner was one of four educators from Cornell College in Mount Vernon who were attacked while leaving a park in China. The other three victims have not been publicly identified. Their current state of health is unknown. I'm Zachary Orange-Smith, IPR News.
In sports, in baseball this afternoon, the Cubs host the Cardinals. Tonight, the White Sox play in Arizona, and the River Bandits are at home against Beloit with fireworks after the game. In arena football, tomorrow night, the Quad City Steamwheelers play the Iowa Barnstormers in Des Moines. WVIK Quad Cities weather today sunny with a high near 87. Overnight clear with a low of 60. For Saturday, mostly sunny, high near 85. Warmer on Sunday, sunshine and 94. Coming up on Think, only about 3% of the nation is vegan, but big business sees a growth opportunity there. Companies working to make vegan foods more accessible to the general public. And how food movements catch on. That's at noon today on Think, here on WVIK, Quad Cities NPR. I'm Jim O'Hara. You're listening to BBC's NewsHour.